Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout. Hostages taken hostage by hostages being held hostage, and no one is telling the truth. We saw trespass, so you know what that means. Now it's time for Out of this
mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hey, people of Earth, welcome to How Did This Get Made? Man, oh man, we have a great movie for you today, the Nicole Kidman, Nick Cage movie, Trespass. I am Paul Scheer, joined, as always, by June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
Good, how are you, Paul?
Very good, and Jason Manzoukas.
What's happening?
And we have a very special guest with us today, the amazingly talented, hilariously funny Rachel Harris. Welcome.
Hi, I'm excited.
So breathy.
It's really breathy.
Oh, it's going to get breathier.
It's going to get real breathy.
It's going to get real breathy.
And there's one person that is joining the show today, not in person, but as a sponsor. That is Mark Sarian from Hoboken, New Jersey.
That guy's a piece of shit.
He donated to the Earwolf Studios today. Thank you, Mark, for doing that. We know you, so that's why we can call you a piece of shit. All right, here we go. Trespass. My gosh. Nicolas Cage. Not a traditional crazy performance.
No, but like real hints of crazy.
Well, I feel like he was like reined in for most of the filming, and then one day he was just like, I want today.
Yeah.
You know, I want today. Today, this scene's going to be for me.
Yeah.
And we saw it.
The first thing I wrote down about this movie was glasses. Yeah. Because everyone was wearing glasses. Like, they're like, we picked these out. Like, Nicolas Cage wears like regular glasses that are tinted.
Right.
Nicole Kidman's wearing glasses.
She's wearing like granny glasses in the first 10 minutes of the movie that she's like peering over.
Well, you could probably tell that they wanted her to wear it for the first couple of seconds. And then she was like, I can't wear glasses. Yes.
Also, did not understand why Nicole Kidman was like in a maternal outfit in the first couple of seconds and then slips into an evening gown to make dinner for the house.
Home dinner. Yeah.
No, but don't you understand? June, I know she picked up on this. You saw her like take brand new underwear out of a bag. Right, out of a bag. And so she's trying to get laid. Like she wanted to have sex with her husband. So she was putting on a dress and she was doing her hair because they were trying to imply.
What?
You
if
guys.
You had to have sex with Nicolas Cage, when she comes up to him and is kissing on him in the beginning of the movie, I literally wrote, I want to ask you guys, what if you were cast in a movie in which you had to make out with Nicolas Cage?
Honestly, I went through that whole, I went through it all with Nicole
Nicolas
Kidman.
Cage?
No, I was with her in that moment, like walking up to him. Like, it was tough.
Well, Nicolas Cage in this movie His wig is wearing a wig in this movie. Oh my god! Like, I don't even know what's going on with
him. Glasses are wearing glasses and wigs. Nicole Kidman's wearing a wig too.
Yes,
is she?
Without a doubt,
wiggy movie.
Everybody in this movie is made of garbage and is being puppeted by Frank Oz. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, can I just chime in here?
Yes.
The first thing that I wrote down was something that the daughter said to her parents. She said, "I don't know what's going on between you two." Oh no! She said, When she wants to go to the party, she says, Nicole Kidman says, no, you can't go for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then Nicholas, she says, ask your dad. And then when her dad comes in, she says, Mom, she goes, can I go to the party? And she goes, and before he can answer, she goes, Mom's being arbitrary and inflexible.
This whole movie felt like it was like translated from Russian.
Yes.
You know, like when he says a little bit later on, and I won't jump ahead and plot, but like he says later on, like, you're all being cartoony.
No, he says,
yes.
Are you cartooning me?
It's actually
right.
Before.
I wrote that, yeah.
In the car.
I guarantee he improvised that line.
Are you cartooning me? What does that even mean? Are you drawing me?
Yeah, he said, are you cartooning me?
Would you like to know the etymology of the word diamond? I was like, fuck you, dum-dum.
The weirdest thing about the beginning of the movie, though, is that the stakes are so confusing and not there. Like, what is the problem in their relationship?
Who knows?
All we know is that he's driving around trying to make a deal. At the beginning, I was like, is he selling real estate? Is he selling diamonds?
Guys, it's not that hard. He's a busy businessman.
He's a busy businessman.
And she is a stay-at-home wife.
Sure. And the girls just want to have fun.
Right. And clearly, the daughter is, you know, they're all like, He blows into that house without even talking to his daughter. She's like, walks up to him, and he doesn't say anything. It's like, come on. This is what's wrong in every home in America.
If you're that daughter, here's the newsflash, right? If this movie was to be a really good movie, this daughter who is basically being ignored by her parents, she would go to that party, she would blow that dude in the room with the money and the cocaine, and she would be like a fucking disaster.
Well,
no, but she was so good.
By the way, all the girls in this movie looked vaguely like Sasha Grey. They all had like this porn star makeup on. Yeah. Like
they all looked exactly the same. And
that was the girl from My Boys, right?
Yes.
Oh my god,
doing it.
Are you kidding?
Yes. And doing it.
You guys,
right? Acting up a storm.
I kept saying to myself, "Holy shit!" Now I worked on that show.
My Boys.
Yeah,
My Boys. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Texas Pete! Oh my gosh, I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right, Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code podcast24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
Nick Cage and Nicole Kidman, they get home invaded. That's the whole premise of the movie. They have a shitty marriage. They get home invaded by the biggest group of people in the world.
And so stupid.
Like, they're all wearing like kind of ski masks that were like kind of cut out weird. And one is a crackhead. One is like a beefy, yeah, meaty Seth Rogen. And then two are brothers, one of which is played
I love the beefy, meaty Seth Rogen. That's a great way to describe Dash Me
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
And then one of them is played by Cam Gigandet or whatever, the guy, yeah, from Burlesque.
Gigante?
Gigante, that guy.
That's who he is.
Yeah, there's a bunch
who
of
ends
like
ends up being psychotic.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah. And right. Who by the way, for all intents and purposes, you don't get any foreshadowing of that at all,
no,
whatsoever.
No. Oh no.
They absolutely play it where he's completely sane. So you don't even get the
whole movie is like, remember what we just told you for the last 20 minutes? That was a lie. Yeah. But guess what? 10 minutes later, that was a lie too. Yeah. This is the truth, but that was a lie.
Including stuff like they get in there and the big guy's like, we got to get out of here in 15 minutes. We're in and out in 15 minutes. And they are there for hours. Yes. They are there forever.
All of the stakes they set up are like, they lose their boundaries every they must have said about 15 times in this, the game is over.
Yeah.
And run at Nicole Kidman with a knife or a gun to her head. It's
like, yes.
Stop
her
them.
Life was on the line 20 times.
And she could not make her face look scared.
It's frozen in one look.
She could not.
But her hair did an amazing thing. She looked like one of those troll dolls. Like the hair would always go plonk, like up and down.
I did want to say, I think the main reason that Nicole Kidman did this movie was because, you know, in wardrobe, she was like, well, I'm the most of this movie, I'm going to be, I have to be. I'm sure they wrote that scene where she did, like, was making dinner because she's like, I need to be in a black tight-fitting dress that's going to show my body that's also, and then my hair needs to be Brigitte Bardot fucked up.
Well, the craziest thing, too, is when she has that guy in a headlock, at one point in the movie, she does, she does wrestle this needle.
Says, I'll fucking do it.
And she's like, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it. This woman weighs like 70 pounds wet.
Yeah, you know and I mean? She gets this guy by the neck.
We don't have to talk about whether she's turned on or not. I mean wet or not, she's like, she doesn't weigh much. We agree. I don't think it's a matter of being turned on.
A little insight into the mind of Jason.
My favorite dumb moment in the movie, too, was they go, They decide that they need to disconnect the phones, but the way they disconnect the phones is they break every phone violently.
Pictures, they're breaking the phones, like, oh, find phones and break them.
It's like, ah!
Well, yeah, when they first get into the house, they're so joyfully, like, breaking and crashing things, like, with such joy. And
I couldn't wrap my brain around how this was the most high-tech operation. Like, they'd been into the house already, they'd dealt with the security system, they knew all the codes, all that stuff, and so low rent in that they were all so dumb that they're like, we need to be in and out in 15 minutes, and then Dum Dum from My Boys goes upstairs, takes all their clothes off, so Craig starts trying clothes on from the closet, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
By the way, why did they need to be out in 15 minutes?
Because every
second that they're there longer,
the probability
of them getting caught
increases by 10.
Yes.
Oh,
that's right. Okay.
Again,
arbitrary numbers.
Again, the stupid thing, like, they know everything about the house, all the codes, everything. Yes. But later on in the movie, when the phone rings, and it's the security company, they're like, call back.
Yeah. Like, why would you say, call back later. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
It's like, wait.
You set it up.
This is the one. That's the easiest thing to do. You would know that, like, they had the worst thing with that woman.
But I do love that they were like, what's the code? What's the code? And then they go and they're like, we knew the code.
Yeah.
We know everything about you except your password. For the phone. For the rent-a-cops.
Or anything about diamonds, which they were stealing also.
Oh, my God.
Which is, oh, my
so
God.
So stupid.
I do want to play, there is...
Not the magic wand.
Well, I have the scene. I have the scene.
Cage's speech about who's cutting them?
Well, no, this is...
Who's cutting them? Who's cutting them? What you don't understand is this. Every diamond is like, but who's cutting them? Who's cutting them?
This is close to that scene. It's Nick Cage. I thought this is the best Cage freakout. So let's play this
one.
Was
it the owning it?
Yes.
Jesus. Yes, that's right, kid. You did it. You hit the mother lode. You saw me sign for a million with your own eyes. And it's right there, just inches away. All you have to do is just let my wife go. And then come on down and grab it.
Come on,
alive! No! Unless I'm mistaken, that man just about said your name. So you get your people in order. You let my wife leave. And then I'll give you what you want.
Hey, go get the magic wand.
That was my favorite line. I wrote down magic wand.
The magic,
Fuck no, not the magic wand.
Oh man,
the magic I'm hearing wand. Now what I didn't hear when we were watching it.
Sniffing,
is that he's
sniffling,
sniffing.
Yeah,
because he's bleeding and he's all freaked out, right?
He's like,
I guess so.
Or he's, I don't know what's
or
going
he's
on
doing coke during the course of shooting that we really subtly didn't notice.
One thing to know: during the middle of filming this movie, Nicolas Cage decided that he would like to play the villain and shut down production for
Excuse
a week.
Excuse me.
Yes, he decided to shut down production for a week and try to switch his part, which they convinced him he could not do, and then they went back to...
Well, because I got to say, the guy who did play the villain was very, like, interesting to watch. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he was...
From Animal Kingdom, I believe he was from that movie.
I don't know that actor, but I thought he was...
Got it,
thought he was interesting,
I'll tell you the other person who I thought delivered a stellar performance was the woman who worked... For
at
the security company.
Company.
Like, yeah. I believed her 100%.
Yes. When Nicolas Cage finally gets the upper hand, throws a chair through the window, and the security company calls, she had a great little scene. That was a nice, chunky scene for her.
The weird thing about the magic wand, too, is that they describe it as this drug that's going to paralyze somebody so that they'll feel all the pain that's happening to them, but they can't do anything. They never deliver.
By the way, that thing is introduced and it's never used.
It's well, it's used to get the beefy Seth Rogen get shot.
Yes, but he just...
Oh, he does. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But he falls
Nicolas
asleep.
Cage, we think it's Nicolas Cage. We think it's a red herring again.
Yeah.
Like, we think it's going to be Nicolas Cage.
So many
it's a red herring. There are so many red
herrings.
Am I
being led to believe?
Like, never.
Am I being led to believe that Nicole Kidman and Cam Gigante, or whatever his name is, never had sex?
Never.
No, they never had. Never.
He was just obsessed with her?
You didn't watch it all
the way through. I did watch it all the way through.
He was psychotic.
He was, okay. Well, they kept giving you more and more flashbacks that insinuated that they were.
No, but the movie is an unreliable narrator because they showed you scenes that would lead you to believe they had an affair, and then later on they showed you the same scene from the same perspective of the movie narrator.
And look, I'll tell you this
much. Also different.
Had she thought about it? Yeah. But as soon as she found him in the pool in that strange shot...
Right.
Then it was over.
By the way, did anyone get this one thing that I thought was so weird? Like when Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman get the upper hand and then they have the hostages hostage, like Nick Cage is like putting his finger in that girl's mouth. Did you see that scene?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah.
But that seems like
No. The crackhead was putting her finger in his mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, that's what it was.
Yeah,
and also
yeah,
in the
yeah.
daughter's mouth. Wasn't she putting her finger in the daughter's mouth at one point?
Yeah. Was just one of her
drug
choices.
I'm sure that was her choices. Exactly. I was like, that's just a
She's
drug
like,
choice.
I'm on crack.
And Joel was like, oh, I'm going to put my penis in that mouth at some point where she's putting her finger.
Oh.
So he let her do it and was like, oh, that's hot. That's hot.
There's a lot of monologues about what they need to do and the consequences if they are not done. And there's a lot of back and forth. It's basically like a really shitty off Broadway show.
Yeah.
Like where everyone's acting. We're acting tonight. Yes. We're really gonna bring
You wanna know why I'm doing this? Because my mother needs a kidney. She drank herself a blah blah blah. And you think you don't think I'm blah blah blah. And then 5 minutes later, that was a lie.
Yeah.
Why, that was a lie. You think I need a kidney for my mother? She's fucking dead. She drank herself to death.
Here's the thing. I'm a drug dealer and I got a big score. And then it was stolen. But your brother was in on it. It's like, what is going on?
There's a lot of
it's unfair to the audience.
Specific overwritten, awful. Just when he went into, you know why I would do this? Because my mother has renal failure.
Yeah.
Like, he literally said renal.
He said renal failure?
I had that clip here. Run up here. You can hear it. You can hear it.
It is.
Here you go.
My mom got herself beat up every night by her drunken asshole husband. Okay, because she thought that if she was getting beat up, we weren't getting beat up. And she got beat, and she got beat, and she got beat, till she got renal failure. You know what that means to me? She needs a new fucking kidney, Kyle, which is where you come in. I got a broker that's going to get us one, but it's going to cost us $180,000, all right? So I have a choice. I have to leave here with $180,000 or a new kidney, and I don't care which. And I have to tell you that. The younger the kidney, the better.
Oh, my God.
It's
genius.
It's genius. But the thing that I love that just shortly after that, he says like, he can't see because his glasses get knocked off, right?
Yeah.
But he's got to open, he's still got to open the safe. So he puts his finger on the thing to open the safe. And then he lovingly graces.
Oh, yeah. The keyboard.
The keyboard.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, he lovingly caresses it.
Similarly.
Like, what the fuck is that? That's a choice.
There's a moment where he's on the table and the guy, stabs a knife into the table.
And then hand crates.
Yeah. Then Nicolas Cage does a teeny tiny finger walk.
Yes.
Towards the knife.
Yes.
That takes maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, a long
and he
time.
Doesn't get the knife. But he is tiny finger crawling across the table. And I'm like, what the fuck is this maniac doing? Grab the knife.
But and no, by the way, if you needed to get that knife, you just sort of move your fingers that way. You don't need
you wouldn't
to
walk
them. Yeah, like that little soldiers.
But that is the expertise and the artistry of Joel Schumacher. Because he could have said, you're not doing that. But then it did have that moment when he does grab the knife and Nicolas Cage doesn't get it. I did feel like it was like a cartoon where it was like, rats.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost feel like
he was cartooning us.
I felt like it was a cartoon when he was finger walking. It was like, bum, 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 bum.
I wonder what that movie would be like if you did put like a cartoon.
Oh, that would be. Oh, my God. This would be really good.
Someone do that. Please, someone do that. We will put it on the Earwolf
site. Cut the trailer to Looney Tunes music.
Oh, my God. Well, I want to go into this crackhead from Boys.
Boys.
When she smokes crack, not only does she get naked. She not only does get naked.
She does?
She gets in her underwear.
Because I was like, I didn't see boobies. I would have known that.
She pops up a TV screen, goes on Apple TV.
Yes.
And starts watching old home videos of the daughter and the family together.
Yeah. She was so angry at these Richie Riches.
And that was
the childhood she never had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
And so she had to smoke.
Oh, no. And by the way, remember, this was interesting. She's watching videos of the little girl as a baby. And then later she's like, when she's freaking out, he's like, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to get the money. Then we're going to get her out of foster care. And then we're going to get out of here. And then we're going to get you clean, baby.
Jason.
So she has a baby that's in foster care somewhere.
But they set that up literally at the last 5 minutes of the movie. You're like, oh, okay, I guess.
When they did eventually open the safe to find nothing there, like we all saw in the wide shot, there was nothing there. And then there was an insert shot. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
And then there's a shot of Nick.
Yes!
But then in the background you see the crackhead go over and she's staring at it.
She
puts her arm in and it was really?
What was she looking?
Why didn't the director go, that's not
too
necessary.
Much yet.
There is a lot of actor choices being made. A lot of discussions.
That I could watch a documentary about the making of this movie.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a commercial break here for a second.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope it's for Doritos.
How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, Regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that, and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan and Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these. And we're back.
That commercial was amazing.
That was pretty good, guys. Get up
sold
on that.
Me. Okay, so the security...
Oh, boy.
The security for the house is called off because the girl says to that wonderful actress that she gives them the code, which is diamond, and they're called off. Jesus. So then why do they show up?
I'm guessing the woman thought
Well, the woman canceled it, but the guy said when he came to the house, he's like, even though it was canceled, I got to come and get a signature.
Yeah. He said it was guard protocol.
Yeah, it was guard protocol, like, because it was...
Like, signature, then I have to call the police.
And it's sort of like ghost protocol.
It was like all these made-up things.
And then that guy, then the main bad guy, who was literally covered in blood, throws on a robe and answers the door. At least they call out that that was ridiculous.
Crazy.
That he didn't even wipe the blood from his face.
Yeah. So crazy. And then Cam Gigante just shoots the dude in the head. And I was like, what is happening?
And he knew that guy.
They were able to effortlessly...
It's worse, Jim.
He took my shift. He took my shift. They were able to effortlessly move throughout this massive house and massive plot of land and find anybody who was anywhere. Like, Nicole Kidman ran away, she inadvertently...
Into a
forest. The bad guy would be like, right there, got her. Like, the dummy, the dumb girl, they're like, let her daughter go. And they're like, fine, we'll let her go. And the big, chubby Seth Rogen puts his jacket on the girl and sends her out. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll wear your jacket. Meanwhile, he's like, put his watch in it to I was like, what?
Well, also, that was the dumbest thing, too. He put his watch in the pocket, set an alarm, I guess, to go off in 10 minutes.
Right.
So then he could go out in the woods and hear that alarm and then get her.
Like, but that was really good thinking. And also, I thought, why doesn't she just throw the watch?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Like, why doesn't she not wear the guy's coat?
She's like,
that would
cold.
Be the first thing to come up.
Hey, Avery, why not wear this dummy's coat?
But now,
what do you think? He's being generous? Like, oh, sweetie, you're gonna go out in the cold. Put this jacket on, and she's like, oh, okay.
And this man just like held her parents and her at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And now also, let's just talk about this girl and her journey. Like, the girl goes to this party. She sneaks out of the house in the beginning to go to this party where they literally walk in the door. One guy's like, hey, I don't know you, but
come up to
this room with me. And they both disperse. They go up to a room where there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in a safe.
Oh my God.
And like,
for another 9/11. For another 9/11, the guy says.
Because the first 9/11 killed our banking system.
Right.
And that whole idea is like, that's a setting up at later on.
And does she have a taxi cab service on speed dial?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, by the way, though, I would have loved her and Jordan Spiro to actually go in that party.
Well, that's like, what you wanted
that's
to
what
see.
You wanted
hey.
To
later
see.
On in the movie.
I would have loved to be able to cut back and forth between her at a party and the hostage situation.
Yeah.
But instead, we get her in a closet, almost getting fingered by a weirdo. then coming home to the that hostage guy. Situation, and then being like, let's go to this party and get his money. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then they send the crackhead, the least reliable of the bunch, to go. And then they drive over there the whole time. The crackhead's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Like, it's like, all right. And then she crashes into the
car. She's like, you don't understand. You guys. My boys are back at the house.
You guys.
She's just getting subtle plugs in for my boys.
How did this get made? How did this but then, get made?
Was anybody else incredibly distracted by Nicolas Cage's collar?
Oh, yeah.
He had that. He was wearing Cage a cut. Crazy shirt.
Really?
I feel like he had his own wardrobe made for this, movie.
I do feel like the whole cast was made from, like, Madame Tussauds, and they were all melting under those.
They were. I do have to. Go ahead. No, I was going to say there was one line that I really did love. It's when the what's his name? The guy that's like the ringleader of the whole crime thing. He says, he's like, you know what? Your wife had sex with my brother.
Yeah.
That's right. And so it's
with
after
my,
that.
With my baby brother. He keeps calling him my baby brother.
My baby brother. And he's like, all that's come out, right? And then Nicolas Cage says, I want to know. And he's yelling at Nicole Kidman. He's like, why did you make me a cuckold? I'm now a cuckold from the your filthy lust.
That's right.
Remember?
He said
the filthy lust that you brought here.
This is the most fucked up family. I didn't understand how they got together. No. I don't understand why they're together. I also didn't understand why
he's using the word cuckold like cuckold.
And, yeah.
Well, nobody is good. Here's the thing. Nobody in this movie is good at what they're doing.
No, they're all terrible.
The Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman are garbage. The robbers are garbage. The kid is garbage. Like, I'm like, give me funny games. Give me Straw Dogs.
Yeah.
Give me real home invasion scary movie.
And it's weird to not have any connection to these characters or have
give
any
me the ref with Dennis Leary.
Them.
I'm more scared
Seriously.
With that.
Give me Home Alone.
Seriously.
But no, there's no connection between these characters, but they're also like There's so many lies, and they're quick to believe everything.
Yeah.
There's that one guy, when the main bad guy, when he's on top of Nicole Kidman, he's like, tell me you deserve to die.
Oh, God.
Like, why does she deserve to die? She cheated on her husband. You're robbing a house at gunpoint. Like, he's like, tell me you deserve to die. She's like, I deserve to die. And then they have, like, this weird sexual tension where she I don't even know how got that syringe.
It was deep down in his jacket.
And it has a syringe. You can't, gingerly take a syringe.
It was a logic leap, you guys.
She's wearing a skin-tight sheath dress. Where did she put that?
Where did she hide it?
She hides a giant syringe in her vagina.
And she's thrown down, like, a million times in the movie. So that syringe would have broken by the time it was come to use it. Like,
you're
right.
How dare you, Joel Schumacher?
That magic wand.
I also
the
loved
magic.
When that bigger Seth Rogen guy was dying.
Poor Dash Mihawk.
Poor Seth Rogen.
Before he died, he delivers all this information that the young
man. Oh,
yes, as he's
young,
dying.
As he's dying. Like,
you thought your brother was in on it.
I love it. He goes, no. He goes, ain't family a bitch.
And then dies.
And then dies.
Final lines.
It's like he had to get that out.
Yeah.
Oh, so my son died? Did he say anything at the end? Well, he said, ain't family a bitch.
Yes, how is it?
The whole climax, they kill off everybody. The whole climax of the movie takes place in the new addition to the house that they're building. Now the whole idea that Nick Cage is bankrupt, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have diamonds, the robbery's a bust, everyone's dead. But they get – so the two brothers are left as the villains.
Yeah.
Nick Cage and Nick Kidman are left alive. And they're having this fight in this, like, new part of the house, this unfinished part. And one of them throws the other one into a wall.
Yeah.
And then money just explodes out of the wall.
Yeah.
Because Nicolas Cage kept all the money in a fake wall because the bank couldn't take it.
Because the bank would find it in the safe?
Well, no. I think it was what the villain said, because he did know his wife was having an affair. He thought his wife was having an affair.
Oh, right, because he did see the picture.
Yes.
But, he had a security cam picture of just them by the pool, but nowhere else.
Right.
Nowhere else.
Wait,
and
what?
When we flash back to that scene.
He had that security cam picture.
Oh,
when we flash back to that scene later on, we see her push him away, not seconds later.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was just one, like, screen grab of that
Nicolas
moment.
Nicolas Cage did not watch the entire security camera footage. Like, he watched it.
He just
freezing.
This whole thing could have been avoided if they just hadn't bought a new house.
Yeah. He's like, you know, froze on that image,
like, why did they
jerked off, printed it out, and hid a bunch of money.
Well, the whole the final scene is like the one of those like classic like, oh, he's dead. Nope, someone popped back up. Like, yeah. So like, what are they? You
I know,
know
he looked like. I mean, like, and also we have to give a special shout out to the nail gun.
Oh, the nail gun!
Because
I haven't seen such good use of a nail gun.
It was
Lethal Weapon
2. Some really serious nail gun. Whoever like was special effects on that was saying, okay, when you shoot this. They deserve an Oscar nomination.
Well, I was also like, maybe it was like, hey, this part of the house is on fire. Why wouldn't the guy just run out? What if there's a nail gun and Nicolas Cage nails his feet to the ground?
And they set
up
early
on. Wait, his shoes to the ground?
No.
His feet. So he can't get out of his shoes. Well, now that's interesting.
Right. Now we've got a movie. Now let's write the rest of the movie to lead up to that scene.
Right. Who says? That's how it got made.
That is.
It was from the nail gun.
Hey, guys. This is all I've got. It's a room full of money.
Right.
Nicolas Cage nails somebody's foot to the floor. It's on fire. You guys come up with
I'll buy it. I love it.
Just go backwards from
Let
there.
Me get Schumacher on the phone. He's going to be into this.
They also set up the nail gun like they're like, don't even try to buy it. Don't even use that nail gun. It doesn't work unless it's plugged in. But then... like
Nicolas Cage does turn it on.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah. So then he has his nail gun, and he's really good at the nail gun because the nail gun is like a gun.
But didn't he say also too that it had to be turned on? Like,
yeah.
I don't remember.
But Nicolas Cage does turn it on.
He does turn it on. But by the way, why?
Thanks, Harris.
I didn't know that either. But like, why introduce it earlier? It wasn't turned on? Like, that was the weirdest choice.
Right.
Like, just have that moment where Nick Cage is like. Is totally desperate and can't get
note.
Out of it.
I'm sure there's a studio note. The studio is like, this nail gun just appears. Can it happen earlier in the movie?
Yeah.
So we establish the nail gun.
And plus, if the workers were there, they'd probably turn it off.
They'd probably turn it off. So you have to talk about how the fact that it's not on.
Could you maybe show the nail gun being used earlier so we understand what nail guns are?
I would really like a scene though. But let's take away all the dramatic tension. He shouldn't pick up the nail gun and try to shoot it. It doesn't work. He should just pick it up and someone should explain, hey, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, take away all the dramatic tension of even having that, even that first scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Make it really
exposition. What's a nail
gun? But he does. He shoots the nail. Yeah. Nail guns don't shoot, like, bullets. You know, like, nails will go everywhere. You know what I mean?
Like, if you shoot a nail gun.
Yeah, you have to. Yes. And he was about, I would say, like, 5 feet away.
Yes, you
can. From that foot.
Shoot somebody's foot to the ground by pointing a nail gun at the foot. Yes.
But the angle, he wasn't standing up.
Did he use
that
nail
gun from lying down?
Didn't he use that nail gun to also get that one shot in the neck when Nicole Kidman's being held hostage for the
final time? No, that was a bullet.
Oh, that was a bullet.
That was a bullet.
And he picks the hardest area to hit.
Well, he's an amazing shot.
He's an amazing shot.
Nicolas Cage.
I know. I did have that thought too. I was like, wow. Even from the ground, with a bullet,
with
hole,
two bullets in him,
in,
already.
In him already, he still is like a marksman.
Yeah. And the best part with Nick Cage,
he needs to get out of the diamond business.
Yeah,
and become an assassin.
Exactly.
Sequel. Oh, Trespass 2.
Can we talk for just a second about like I love like the studio like the, just this, what the studio notes were like in the beginning. We want the girls to be barefoot.
It worked in Die Hard, guys. It worked in Die Hard.
Everybody's got to be barefoot. Like the girls, we want them to be barefoot.
We want this house to feel lived in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
well, guys,
right.
Look.
This
is important. As a studio, as a studio, we're going to give you, this is true, $35 million to make this movie.
Wow.
The movie cost $35 million. It made $20,000.
Wait, what?
I got to say, $35 million, you guys, there's one location in this
house. How is this movie $35 million? It's like a play. They built a set.
And they didn't hire anybody beyond
Nicolas
Cage and the wax figurine of Nicole Kidman that they puppeted, that Frank Oz puppeted.
Like, what do you think? They got like $10 million each?
Yes.
This movie was the, whatchamacallit? The shortest movie in theaters of all time. It had the shortest like run in a theater, which was like 8 or 9 days. The second longest, shortest run was from Justin to Kelly, the American Idol movie.
Wow.
So it went right to DVD really quicker than any movie of all time.
Are you serious? $20,000?
Yeah. 20 or 25, like 20 or 20. Yeah.
That is insanity.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. 35 million.
But when you said the film, I thought maybe it was something that was gonna that was from a few years ago because it was like I hadn't heard anything about it.
It just
and then
came
I'm like,
out.
Wow, this was 2011.
Yeah, it just came out. Like it just was on Netflix.
Well, I was just
right
realizing
December,
that
like,
from
like,
no press all the Apple yeah, products in the movie.
Yeah,
like I was like, oh, I guess this was a recent movie.
I saw
Steve
that
Jobs'
too.
Last movie. Like he was like, get all these Apple products in there. I'm behind. I'm
Schumacher's
it.
Making a movie.
Videos.
Get Apple TV in it.
It was. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Clearly, we did not like this movie, but it's always good to hear a second opinion.
The movie was a piece of shit, yet this person recommends it. Tell me, what is the message? Maybe that art is subjective. I need a second opinion.
There are not a lot of 5-star reviews of this movie on Amazon.com, but I want to just read one that I think is better than any of the rest. This is from Philip Gould. Trespass is truly the perfect sorbet for those wishing to cleanse their enamel-stripping, syrupy sweetness of summer from their palate. While still a Hollywood genre pick top to bottom, Trespass feels so far removed from the past season's onslaught of absurd bombast. I'm not ashamed to say it was pretty awesome. It just feels that this movie is refreshing as a crisp autumn breeze.
Oh, my God.
That is a 5-star review on Amazon.
I have to say the last thing that I wrote in my notes watching this was it's just relentless. And then I said just awful. And then I wrote my own tagline, which was, they lost it all and gained everything.
Ah, that's the best.
Boo.
Yeah, they did. I love that the last shot of this movie was just like a family pile-on. Like,
yeah, they're all lying.
Like lying on top
but
of each other.
That's the visual amazingness. In the movie, they were, in the beginning, they're all separate in their separate
it's
rooms.
A lot like the end of The Descendants.
And at the end, they all come together.
Right. Like The Descendants.
This is like a better version of The Descendants.
Yes. Such a, if you like The Descendants, you are going to love Trespass.
We asked you guys to submit your best impression of Nicolas Cage pleading for his life in less than 7 seconds. So here are our best attempts at that.
Hey, this is Nick Cage, leader of the underworld. If you strike me down, I will only come back stronger than ever imaginable.
No. Please. What? All right.
Hi, I'm Nick Cage. Don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
All right. So anything else? Anything else anyone wants to add? Do we miss anything? Did we not talk
about?
Well,
I do love that at the last moment, this thing that was supposed to be precious, like one of the last lines of the film, Nicolas Cage is looking at Nicole Kidman, and he just goes, your necklace. And I'm like, was the necklace that important? Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah, he goes, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the necklace.
The necklace was never brought up in the first act.
But it was a huge fucking deal at the end where he just goes, your necklace. And she's like, it's okay. I don't need it. And I was like, but I need to know where, what?
Yeah.
Well, basically, like, he sold the necklace to hold on to money because he was going broke. But there's all lies. We don't know what is to be believed.
Right. And if she's to be upset about anything, it should be about the fact that, like, he's been lying to the family for a while now.
For a long time.
Yes.
They have a lot of family therapy to go to. And I would love to watch that, too. I'd love to watch that.
Oh, my God. I would love it if the sequel was just, like, a family therapy movie. Like one session of therapy for
it should
family.
Be the whole third season of treatment.
Yeah, the just all yeah, the session.
Oh my God, that
Trespass.
Would be fucking amazing.
The session.
So I'm pitching a sequel to Trespass. What was that? The $20,000 Nick Cage movie? Yeah. So it's going to cost $80 million. It is just the family in therapy,
and it's going right to beta, not even a DVD, just right to beta.
It's an audio track only. It's a podcast.
Well, thank you guys all. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us here for this discussion of Trespass.
As always, and a pleasure.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Scheer.
At Miss June Diane.
I'm not on Twitter.
And Rachel,
I'm at Rachel E. Harris. R-A-C-H-A-E-L-E Harris.
Follow Rachel on Twitter. Send us your questions. Thank you to Cyrus, who produces, engineers the whole show. See you next week for our next mini episode. Thanks, bye. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye. Rawr, rawr.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.